As we grow older, we become more complex. And as children, we're more simple, easy decisions, easy priorities. But then when we become older, there's different priorities, mixed interests, and things like that. But when we as adults, we grow and get in positions of distress or sadness or matters like that, we go back to those basic needs that we need to be fulfilled. And I was thinking about this story. I was reading an article of this airplane just a few days ago. You know, they landed in emergency in Philadelphia. They were on their way to Corpus Christi. Very interesting how, you know, a big group of complex adults, and they just got so back to the basics, you know, helping each other, doing CPR to someone in need, and just holding hands and praying. You see, very basic needs. And then this gentleman, the only thing he could do, you know, as fast as he could move his fingers, he logged into Facebook Live while the plane is trying to land. And the only thing he was thinking is about his wife and children. You know, he went back to the basics. All these complex decisions, complex matters, why he's traveling, whatever, business decisions. But then he thinks the only things he thinks about is his wife and children. You see, we go back to the basics when we are in time of need. And at the bottom of it, only the basic, that's what we need to make it to eternal life. And this makes me think, for instance, when Samuel, I know you spoke about Samuel tonight, this Bible class, or Saul, rather, King Saul, how he disobeyed God, and he got complex. You know, he went and got sheep and tried to make up excuses why he pardoned some of the spoils and how he wanted to please the people. You know, he got complex and he forgot the basic, simple matter that he was anointed as a king by a merciful God who chose him. And then he forgot about that. You see, the basics. Now, I just want to leave you with this verse. I know it's about time. But it's a very simple verse and it comes from our Lord and it's an invitation. And I want to leave you with this invitation. And he's taking us back to the basics again, okay? Our basic needs, one of the basics and most important need we have throughout our life is peace with God. Just to be in peace. This means our sins to be pardoned, our conscience to be okay with God, and then to be in a relationship with God. So Christ tells us in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." See, he knows what we need. We need this rest. We need this peace with him. Right. We get so busy during the day. We get so complex. We have complex feelings, sometimes holding grudges, sometimes having these bad attitudes towards different people, or, I don't know, getting upset, offending people, whatever, very different things. We might fall into sin, and we get so complex. But what we need at the bottom of the night is some rest, peace with God. So he's offering this to us. How can we get peace with God? Well, verse 29 is going to tell us. First, I'm just going to mention it backwards. The first thing we need to know is learn of Jesus. Learn of him. And that's what we want to do tonight. Learn of Jesus. And that's my encouragement tonight, to learn of Jesus and compare your life to his teachings and his life. Not only to learn of Jesus, but also to take his yoke upon him. That means obeying him completely, putting any divided allegiance away, and just submit to his commandment completely, like King Saul learned the hard way he should have done in his life. And then the last thing I'm going to mention is, he says, come to me. If you tonight are labor or heavy laden, the only one who can give you rest is Jesus Christ. Okay, you can find places that will entertain you for a while. You know, you can go with friends fishing. You can go, play bowling. You know, whatever you like the best. That's going to be just temporal. It's going to, even drugs, even alcohol is going to take your mind away from it for a while until you come back to the cruel reality of your mistakes, your sins. But if you come to Jesus and if you're labored and you're heavy laden, he's going to give you rest. So that's my invitation tonight. If in any way we can help you get rest, if you're not a Christian, please obey the gospel by believing in Jesus as the Son of God, by confessing his name as the only mediator and the only Savior, also by repenting of your sins and by being baptized in the waters of baptism. And if you're a Christian, please, you know, you probably already know what you need to do, and that is repent also and pray to God and ask for forgiveness. If in any way we can assist you publicly, we're willing to do so tonight. If in any way you need to repent privately, please do so. We encourage you tonight while we stand and while we sing.